From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andy Richards.
And welcome to Defrag Tools, the show that takes you inside Windows and inside Microsoft.
Yes, you got it.
Got it right that time. We've been on the road for a while, done some remote shoots.
How many weeks has that been? It's like Larry, Raymond in his office, yeah. Archives.
Yeah,
Living Computer Museum.
But we are back in good old studio, Channel 9 studio here.
Studio A.
Studio A of Channel 9.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about some other cool stuff. We got Thanksgiving week. This is going to go out, I think. So
If our math is right.
Happy Thanksgiving to those of you in the United States and those of you elsewhere. Happy Monday.
And enjoy the fact that you can't contact anybody.
Yeah, that's right.
And happy Thanksgiving to the people in Canada from a month ago.
Sure. Yeah, they get a delayed Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Back to tools. We haven't done a tool episode.
We haven't. The name of the show technically is Defrag Tools, and it's not, you know, love it or hate it. That's the name of the show, and it's not really about us. It's about other tools, but. Anyway, so you are going to talk about WinDiff.
WinDiff. It's been around for a long time, and we just spent half an hour before the show trying to work out where you get it.
Yeah, it's funny because it's something that we still, to this day, use a lot
daily
internally in Microsoft.
Yeah, all the way you get source code down, it comes down with the compiler. So you have an enlistment that pulls down everything, the compiler, all the tools. Mm-hmm. So that way, you know, it's a known quantity. You're not at the mercy of program files.
It's right.
The enlistment itself has the compilers and stuff of .NET and C and stuff. And it comes with tools, particularly tools to look at differences normally at the source code level.
Right.
And the tool that still comes down is WinDiff.
Yeah, I mean, you go to like look at a code check-in, what changed here, and boom, WinDiff pops up, right?
Yeah.
So we're all used to using it. I know, you know, there's other diff tools out there. There's a lot of third-party tools some people really love, and they'll say it's better than WinDiff. Maybe it is.
I'm sure it is, actually.
But, you know, WinDiff is still out there, and it's simple and easy,
and
we,
fast.
It's fast. We still use it a lot. So.
Yeah. So where I found it was the Windows Vista SDK, which, you know, it's going to be a bit hard to find the Vista SDK. you think you found it in the Windows Server 2003 resource kit, you said, or something?
I think there's even a newer version, maybe in like the Windows 7 support tools download up on the download center or something.
Anyway, it's hard to find, so we're going to simplify it and just shove it on the Defrag Tools OneDrive. So
we'll put it up there. You can get it from there.
So, you know, Defrag Tools. And then on the OneDrive, and I shoved a zip of it right there. So there's two files. So you can get it in x86 and 64-bit. I shoved the 64-bit one here because odds are that's what you're running.
Probably.
A little bit faster, easier to run, of course. Two files. There's the .exe and there's a .chm, which is the help file.
Mm-hmm.
So that's grab it, much like all these other kind of tools, just shove it in some folder which is on your path, and you'll be good. Just for simplicity, I shoved it on my start menu. I found it. If you do actually happen to have the old SDK installed, it's C, program files, this is for the 64-bit one, Windows SDKs, Microsoft SDKs, since 7 or 8, it's now called Windows Kits,
but Windows Kits,
in Vista, it's called Microsoft SDKs.
Mm-hmm.
And 6A, which I think must have been a re-release of 6.0. And then there's WinDiff in here somewhere. WinDiff there.
Yeah, there it is.
There's kind of a couple of other ones in here. Overlay View, I've used a couple of times, that one there, just to see what COM objects are on your box. Orca, I don't know if this is where you get Orca, but Orca is the MSI viewer. I mean, we'll go through that maybe.
Oh.
Maybe we might do that next week.
Okay.
Just so you can see what's inside an MSI. Disco isn't as funky as it sounds. It's the .NET discovery tool for web services. But anyway, WinDiff is there. Quite old. It looks a bit old too. It's got a bit of.
It's pretty well.
not about Windows. I want about you, but.
Yeah.
But So you can. Compare both folders and files themselves.
Right.
you know, when you're doing source code check-ins, obviously it's passing in the old and new source code and it diffs them for you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to use it the way that I tend to use it, external to source control, which is actually part of my part of testing.
Mm-hmm.
When you know, when I'm doing bang analyze and stuff like that, you know, you want to see what the change is of the code that you've written. And you know, people are doing this all the time, making different layouts of code and stuff. You might want to see, you know, a diff between the two ways that you wrote a web page, the HTML you made or something.
Right.
And so you save the two files or save the two directories. And you do that. The other good way, good use of it is when you're doing compare directories is like if you're about to copy some files, it's like, you know, which ones are missing and what's the versions, and just purely use it as a directory level. Don't worry about the contents, but just purely at the file name level.
Mm-hmm.
So I just grabbed some test data off my box, and then I have a folder called old and new, you know, the same file name in both, data is the same in both. Put the previous one in the first box and put the destination in the other box to get around the right way.
Mm.
This folder just has a file name, which is a GUID, which represents each piece of test data. Now, because these XML files or these text files are from test runs and they happen to have timestamps in them, they're always going to look different.
Right.
But if the two of them lined up, then it wouldn't be highlighted red, it'd just be a clear color.
Mm-hmm.
You can decide what you want to see under options. You can show what level of granularity you want to see stuff. So once you, if you're just purely doing a, you know, comparing two folders point of view, this might be, you know, a list of JPEGs that you have on your camera versus on your server, and you want to see what's not synced and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
You know, it's just a very quick way of looking that type of stuff up. From a file point of view, it's kind of like a pretty simple correlation engine. I personally think the WinDiffs grouping and, you know, the ability to sync two things is very good. Mm-hmm. It's very rare, I think, that it's actually got a bad tear where it's kind of got off of sync.
Right.
Now, I'm sure there's not new tools that do a much better job when it comes to, you know, it has specific knowledge about C sharp or something.
Right, right.
I'm sure there's better ones for that. But just from a straight raw text-based file, comparison, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see red is the old, yellow is the new. Currently, the line numbers are based on, where is it? The left. So the left is the from.
Old, yeah.
And then the right is the new.
Uh-huh.
And so it's kind of cool to see that hasn't got a line number because it's a new line. So you can see it's
right.
New. You can do stuff like, so I opened a four something. That's new. Four. Oh, there's lots of these. What was the 4EB4? Four. This one. So let's open up this at the same time, and then I'm going to jump across to here. So let's say that, just out of interest, you thought that that one shouldn't have been there. You can like search for this. Oops. What did I do wrong? I got some junk from the front. What am I doing wrong? How far I'm down? Question info.
30.
I'm going blind here. So, exception record. Yeah, here, this line here. So let's say that you were actually modifying two files at once.
Mm.
And I could actually delete this, file save it. And then in here, I actually can go view refresh or rescan. And so now it's going to go away. So sometimes when I'm doing this and you've got this left and right, you're going, all right, what's the diffs? And particularly, let's say you're changing source code, and this is really how I tend to use this, is you will sometimes do some edits and you really don't want them. Like you might have added a character turn or something like that, something very minor that at the time you thought was a good idea to change the spacing, and there might be a whole lot of, you know, yeah, space on the end of this bracket that you cleared up off the end just because you were being pedantic.
Yeah.
But when you do a check-in, you go, well, it's a bit of noise, you know, a white space type check-in that probably isn't justified.
Mm.
And so I do, you know, you scan through these files and you go, well, that wasn't what I wanted. Copy the old one, paste it over the top, and then Alt-VR, which is view rescan, and just clean it up. Mm-hmm. And it's a very easy way of just purely changing what you want.
Yeah.
So, you know, diffs are diffs, right? You're gonna, this one's, you know, diffing because, you know, the GUI that represents the instance changed each time it ran, and the time that it ran was different. Much like, you know, the file name on disk was different. And then you just get, you know, the standard differential spew. So sometimes when you're doing stuff like this, you don't really wanna have the two combined. And so there's three keystrokes that you can, it's good to remember. And they, where's it gonna say it? Here, it's these three. Left, right, and both, mm-hmm. LBR. So we're currently in both.
Yeah.
Left, which is old.
The old one.
So old L, and then so you can purely see the red, and then R for right, which is the new.
Mm-hmm.
And so it,
you can switch back and forth between.
Yeah,
them
and I do tend to do this a lot, and so
you can sort of visually see what changed.
Yeah, and so you scan down, right? Did I want this new thing? And you actually see how this is. I don't know what color this is. Blue, cyan. What's the color would you use?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Yeah. I think that on this monitor, I think it's a blue or a green.
Yeah, that means that there's a diff where the black one means it's a new. All right, and you can also tell because this one's got line numbers at the front and this one doesn't.
Oh.
And so purely based on the color of the font and also the thing on the front, you can tell the effect. Very simple tool. It's quite basic. I do like the rescannability.
Mm-hmm.
The other keystroke, so LBR definitely is what you want to learn without a doubt.
Yeah.
The other, there's two more that you want to learn, which is F7 and F7. F8.
Yep.
I'm sure you're about to say it too.
Those are my favorites.
Where this black bar is at the moment is our current position. And so F8 is down and F7 is up. And so if I jump F7 backwards, it's going up and then F8's going down. All right, so, mm-hmm. and it's based on the current highlight rule. So, you know, if I put it both in B, it's gonna jump. Now, it jumps by a block, not by a line, which
right.
is kind of good actually, so that way it's a bit faster to jump around.
Mm-hmm.
So, I tend to, whenever I do a check-in, I do a diff, do jump to the start, put my cursor on the really high up in the top of the file, and then slowly go F8, F8, and F8, and just look at each one and decide whether that lines are good or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then when if I'm not happy with it, I might copy the old line and paste it into source control, save source control, VR refresh, and just clean up the check-in. And the same thing goes with, it doesn't have to be source code, anything where you're just trying to make two things beautiful and clean and that the difference is really what you want.
Yeah.
The one thing that I continually get wrong at this point is if I want to go back to another file, I have a really bad habit of pressing Alt F4.
Yeah.
Do the same thing.
Yeah, I want to go.
The hotkey is Escape. So depending on this is more, I think, a Microsoft enlistment thing, based on how you ask for it to open, sometimes the correct way to go back is Alt F4.
Mm.
It's more to do with our change control system, I think, than WinDiff itself.
Mm.
It's like WinDiff forks at WinDiff for some things rather than using itself.
Yeah.
But anyway, the trick is Escape.
Escape. Or I can you can click the Outline button in the upper right.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, yeah, Expand.
Yeah, so that and then Outline goes back to the list.
I should have paid attention more to
files.
That.
Yeah, so I usually do that. But yeah, Escape works too.
Yeah.
I just feel a little safer doing that because I know what it's going to do.
The only saving grace is that the file menu for directories remembers your previous one. So if I close this and go, oh, I didn't mean to do that, and then run WinDiff again, and compare directories, the last one's still there.
They remember.
Bless it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do it for file. File remembers the folder that you're in, but not the files you had, which is kind of disappointing. But it's old school. You know, there's nothing wrong with old school.
Hey, it works.
Do you use any of the other features, like the commenting and stuff? I've never personally.
I have not personally used those, no.
But copy files, I've never used that either, but I'm assuming that's used to do some syncing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can invoke a editor.
Mm.
Currently it defaults to Notepad, I think. Yeah, Notepad. Tab width might be one of the other things you want to play with. A lot of tools back in the 90s and early 2000s really defaulted to a tab width of 8, which isn't really that common. For me, I've always found it to be 4 spaces rather than 8. And so you'll be looking at 2 pieces of source code, and you'll get, you know, the out and in won't look as nice.
It'll be way out.
And depending on your Visual Studio settings, I don't know if I have Visual Studio installed. I don't think I do. I actually need to put 2015 on here. Whether you do or don't get tabs. So like Visual Studio has an option under tools where you can say what the tab behavior is.
Whether it's white space or tabs.
Yeah, and then how many spaces represent that. And so you really do want to, you know, based on your code base, you want to keep this guy's tab width in sync with the Visual Studio one. Mm-hmm. And it's under, if I close it, it's going to be, I have to update my license. Under tools options, and then we want text editor, all languages, tabs, and then I've already changed this, but it does default to 8.
It's 8 there as well.
Why,
I don't know.
I do know I'd have to change it once in a while.
Okay.
And then none blocking smart dictates whether the curly braces are going to be, like when you press enter on the end of a function name, for example, or a condition statement, whether you're going to get the curly braces on the next line and all that type of stuff, and how in and out and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what those dictate. And then you can keep either insert or keep tabs. Mm-hmm. Before Microsoft, I used to be a tab person. Microsoft standard is spaces. So that's the way it goes. There is a function under here, under view, where is it under? Is it view? There is a thing under here, it's under editor advanced, uncomment and comment selection. It's EVM. I know what the keystroke is. E for edit, V for advanced, which is not here because I haven't got any code up, and M is for unmark or mark tabs. There's a way of flipping it. So we use you select all the entire file, and then you can use that thing to tabify or untabify.
Switch it between spaces and tabs.
Yeah. So WinDiff, semi-short episode. It's a simple tool.
Simple tool.
I'm sure, as you said before, there is tons of other alternatives.
Oh yeah. They're out there. But you know, we're simple people and we like simple tools.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, something that's been working for a decade, there's nothing wrong with it, right?
It's true. Like we were saying, this is still heavily used within Microsoft.
Yeah, I mean, thousands of devs use it every single day. So, enjoy it. And I think Chad might be away next week when we do tapings, but we're going to find another small little tool like this to chat about.
Yeah.
And have a good week and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
All right. Thanks for watching.
Don't forget to do the show notes.
Oh, the show notes. Oh, good. Thanks for thanking you. Oh, yes. Okay. So, questions or comments, put them in the show notes below or email us at defragtools@microsoft.com.